702.
What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
All right, Kabazela, let's catch up with your world, the world of viral content. Good morning to you. Oh, gosh, here comes another Karen. Tell us about this one.
So that's exactly what I thought when I saw this video. And it starts out, you see this young kid, he's on his skateboard, and he's trying to do some kind of a trick on the skateboard. And then you see this woman who... it looks like a Karen start walking up to him, and you can see he's now thinking, oh, he's going to get a grilling here. And then she had the most beautiful words of encouragement to this young kid, and she said that she had stopped at this shopping center for lunch where he was skating, and she just sat there for a bit and she watched him, and she watched how he was, you know, he just kept on trying to do this trick and trying and trying and trying and didn't give up. And it prompted her to just come out and give him some words of encouragement. So just take a listen to her coming up to the skateboarder and, you know, just being nice to him, I suppose.
First off, you're going to do whatever you do in your life, you're going to knock it out of the park. Only because you're sitting here busting your ass just to nail this one trick.
Yeah.
You'll do that the rest of your life. No matter what it is. You won't get it. You'll try again.
Yeah,
all right?
Yeah.
You're going to nail that today. Do you believe in yourself?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Thank you so much.
Have a great Sunday.
You too.
So why are we calling her a Karen?
That's what I'm saying, is now people are looking for a new name for women to come up and, you know, give words of encouragement.
Let's call her Mandy.
Yeah, Mandy or Mary. Mary was one of the suggestions.
You remember Mandy? Oh, Mandy, oh. You came and you gave without taking.
Any chance to sing.
He She's
will
a
take
Mandy.
It. He will take it.
Mandy, that's the word.
Shame for the poor Mandy's. They're going to be up in outrage. But I listened to what she said there, and she said that she watched him and he just kept on trying and trying and trying and trying. And if you think about it, you get those people who never give up. They will, if they say they're going to do something, they will try and try and try and try again until they eventually do it. And some of us may try for a couple of times and then give up and say, oh, I'm done. So the question I wanted to ask this morning to our listeners is, what was that one thing that you never gave up on? You just kept trying and eventually you achieved it. It might have been something, or you might have achieved a goal that you had set later on in life. Tell us those stories this morning and maybe we can get a little bit inspired.
Well, and also maybe we've spoken a lot about people who've been a positive influence on our lives and our careers and our choices. But I'd be really keen to hear words of encouragement that you got from a quote unquote Mandy, right? Some kind stranger, didn't know you from a bar of soap, saw something in you, said a kind word. Maybe they just, you know, reached out and touched your shoulder, whatever. When you were down and out in the pits, somebody encouraged you. You didn't know them. You probably don't even know who they are. Randomly encouraged you, and that made all the difference. I'd love to hear those stories, but also stories of you simply not giving up, not quitting. And very quickly, Kabazela, tell us about an elephant protecting her calf.
So, you know, some of these sightings that you see in the game park trend and go viral from time to time. This was on that sightings website, and it took place in Zambia. And you see this elephant and her calf. They go up to the water, and then they sip in water. And then you see in the depths, there's this crocodile that starts stalking the calf. And you think, oh, you see, this is not going to end well. And then the mother elephant sees this happening, and she just goes berserk on this crocodile. I mean, I could put it as bluntly as she headbutts this crocodile in the water. And then she starts stomping on him and standing on him and just doesn't give up. And eventually, I think the crocodile succumbs to its injuries. But a rare, rare, rare sighting of something like that, because, you know, sometimes the elephant... is not a very aggressive animal to other animals. You know, you get the male elephants that are very aggressive, but the female elephants are not so aggressive. So such an unbelievable sight to see. And I took pleasure in it, Bungles. I don't know why, but I've always hated crocodiles as a youngster growing up. You know, you see them launch out of the water and grab an impala or something. So I took pleasure in this video, I must say.
That's the underdog, right? Fighting for the underdog. All right, that's what's gone viral with Khabazela. Tell us a story about something you didn't quit, something, no matter how difficult it was, you simply never gave up. And was there a stranger? Was there a stranger who encouraged you on your way?